ADS Records.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the ADS Records podcast, your new music podcast with me, dear old Cam. It is August 2023. Welcome to the show. We've got two new releases from the label to share with you. So exciting stuff, really, really busy time for us. And lots of, you know, little bits and bobs. But first of all, let's get trippy, because Brain Ape are back with a new single, MCMX Drawing Room. Please enjoy.
Stuck and shy of where the curve is too long.
He wants your money, he wants your money.
Eric moves towards the iron castle now.
To his mother, keep his mother, keep.
We're in significant tears.
That was Brain Ape with a new single, MCMX Drawing Room. There's a dot in there, MCMX dot Drawing Room, if you want to look it up. That was released only on the 19th of July, so pretty, pretty recently. And we played a track of theirs late last year, and I very enjoyed getting George Crouch's reaction to that. But we played a track, and I happen to know from the band back then that when they put letters in their name, they are in fact Roman numerals. So MCMX is 1910, and there's something about that year. It's a little bit of a rabbit hole to go down if you're interested in the lyrics and what it all means. But a few hints for you. MCMX, that's 1910, is a year. The drawing room in question is an historic drawing room in 10 Downing Street. And there is this sort of political stuff going on in that track. In fact, this is only the second single in the new style, because they adopted a very different style last year, changed it all up with MCM. I Fentouch King, which is their previous single. This is the second single in the new style, so they're definitely kind of like grounding that and finding their feet. I'm really excited to hear how that sound progresses and changes as they go on into the future. If you want more hints, that song also has something to do with a guy called Erik Tungelsson, who was the son of another guy called Auslander, which, by the way, is the name of their debut album also. In more simple terms, they have said that it's about exploring rising nationalism in the West and the glorification of false icons. If any of that interests you, then go and look them up. And as I said, that rabbit hole is one that they're going to keep on digging. So I found that quite interesting. Oh, also, they signed up with a London independent label, Scratch Rock Records, which I only mention because I'm quite a fan of London independent labels. You know, labels such as ADS Records, Spring to Mind. Anyway, there's also stuff going on in the industry, moving away from that. I have noticed, by the way, that TikTok have launched their new music streaming service. Yes, that did come across my radar, and no, I don't really have an opinion on it at this point. It makes sense that they would do it. They kind of started off as a quasi-music platform in the first place, didn't they? It makes perfect sense to me. How is it going to disrupt the industry? Is it even going to disrupt the industry? I don't know, maybe. My opinions are kind of hedged. I mean, TikTok have their place, don't they? I still think Spotify's where it's at, personally. They're paying more royalties than anyone else. So, yeah. Speaking of Spotify, we do have a new music playlist over there, our Music of the Moment, which is our kind of flagship playlist, currently created by songwriter Matt Robinson, a very cool guy. working very closely with George Croucher. So check that out. If you have new music, then do send it along to music@editorsrecords.co.uk. It might end up on the show. If not, I just enjoy listening to it. So thanks for sending stuff over. And speaking of new music, I did mention, didn't I, that two of our artists actually have got new releases that I want to share with you. Very exciting stuff. Well, I'm going to do one of those now because our fresh boy Leo, who I very much enjoyed his not that long ago single Green, which I played a couple of months ago. Well, he's already back with a new single. This one is about a problematic relationship and its spectacularly messy ending. It's called Pretend. I hope you enjoy it.
Tonight my self-respect went out the window. It didn't stay for long, but I figured I'd be wrong, so don't come close. My heart is rather clueless. I don't know why I do this, but just once more, let's close the door and play pretend. More than a glance, more than a friend, I'll close the door and play with you. Is that what you want me to do? I'll do what you want me to do. Hit me up, it's fine, I'll pause my healing. It's all part of our truth, so this sweet smell of abuse, so please don't go. Life is going backwards, no room in it for you, but this bed fits too. Let's close the door and play pretend. More than a glance, more than a friend, I'll close the door and play with you. Is that what you want me to do? I wanted to. I should be running from you. Why do I want it? Oh, I wanted to. Let's close the door and play pretend. More than a glance, more than a friend, I'll close the door and play with you. What you want me to do? I'll close the door and play pretend. More than a glance, more than a friend, I'll close the door and play with you. Is that what you want me to do? I'll do what you want me to do.
And that song right there was Pretend by Leo. Oh, such an enveloping and like addictive sound, personally, I think. Well, just his voice. Obviously, instrumentation is fantastic. But Leo's voice is just... I could listen to that thing all day. I just feel... And the thing is, it doesn't really matter if he's singing about happy stuff or sad stuff, although that's obviously like adds to the thing. But I just feel better when I listen to his voice in general. And he happens to be a fantastic songwriter, which doesn't half help. Leo, by the way, has got a dot on the end of it, so if you look him up, there's a few different Leos online, but Leo dot, look him up that way, and you'll definitely find him. Of course, links are on our homepage, adastruggles.co.uk, so I mean, you could do it that way. So Pretend, just like the last track, Pretend also came out on the 19th of July, so very much hot off the press. And he told me that was written on a coach. I know that I love collecting stories about how where people write their songs. Spencer Flay has written quite a few of his songs in a crane cab, 100 feet off the deck. Leo wrote that on a coach. I know I've written songs before in kind of weird places. That was Pretend, very well executed. And a big thanks, of course, as well to Ed Allen, the producer, who I think did a fantastic job. He has now announced his album, not Ed, I mean Leo has announced his album, called A New One, which is coming in mid-September. Whole album full of juicy, tasty Leo musical content. Oh, which is making me feel rather good. The music video to this one is a good one. I liked his music video to Green, but I actually think this one edges it out. Personally, in my personal opinion, I think the music video to Pretend is a little bit edgy, a little bit better. So to take a look at that, and his very distinctive music video style that Leo has. If you prefer him live, he is active live. Catch him at Brighton Pride if you're quick. He'll be playing Queer Town Stage on the 5th of this month, but he is also in other places as well. Where? Well, you're going to have to go to leoindreamland.com to find out. But he is playing. He is about the place. That was Leo. I did want to talk a little bit about live music, because we got a little bit nervous over the lockdown period, obviously, that it's going to kill the live scene. I mean, temporarily it did, obviously, but would it bounce back? Would it recover? I remember a couple of years ago talking about this at a little bit of length on the podcast, and we have had some good news. A record 1.1 million music tourists from abroad came to our shores last year. And that number is probably going to get even bigger this year because, of course, we hosted Eurovision. And if you add up all the kind of music tourism, both from outside the country and sort of internal music tourism, it's generated a total of £6.6 billion for the industry and for the UK economy this year. Which is all, maybe some of you, that's just all just numbers. For us, working in the music industry, that really helps to sort of give us heart, because, you know, we want there to be a future for us. Music is such a huge part of our life and our emotional health and everything that I do. Music makes us feel alive. It's one of the few things that makes me feel alive anymore. I love it to the core of my soul. And to know that the industry is recovering and alive and kicking just fills me with hope, fills me with joy. Of course, like, it's not all rosy news. Like, live music venues are still closing at record rates. Obviously, it's the cost of living crisis. People can't always afford to go out. And if they can't afford to go out, and if they can't afford to, like, buy food and drink whilst they're out, and then they don't give these venues a reason to put on live music, etc., etc. But things are recovering. Things are going in the right direction. There is still money in music. Hallelujah. Fantastic. And to be honest, I'm not surprised that a lot of music tourists have come from abroad, because, you know, with you know, Brexit and everything else, we've got a kind of a weak pound compared to the euro. So it makes sense, like, you know, Europeans can come over here and their money will go further. They can have a good time. They can spend a lot more. And, you know, welcome them in. That's what I say, because they're really helping right now. Speaking of live music, Cutthroat Francis are also busy. This month they're playing... They're playing Behind the Barn, playing at Outsider, at Purbeck, at Night at the Vat Abbey. That's this month. Next month, they're playing Deepdale and Yardi Gras. That's just the festivals. So Cutthroat Francis are a busy bunch of people, really helping to boost that live scene that I've been talking about, and really, like, sort of doing their part to bring it in. And they do it in style as well. I think Cutthroat Francis, they're good songwriters, but they're live. I think that's really where it's at. So if you can make any of those festivals, do your bit. The music industry needs you. Yeah, with a Kitchener poster and all that jazz. So yeah, Behind the Barn, Outsider, Purbeck, Night of the Valley, Deepdale, Yardi Gras, plenty of choices. But if you are more of a sit at home and listen to music sort of thing, then, you know, we've got you covered, because they have just released their EP. Their EP, Everything's Normal, which I'm sure it is. And, of course, you know, it goes without saying that you could hear some of that music by going to one of their live gigs. But I'm gonna help you out a little bit by playing one of their songs, from the EP to celebrate. This one's called One Legged Dog. It's from the EP, which is out on the 7th of July. And, I hope you enjoy it. Here it is.
Nothing left to do. The ground withdrawing away, and all sports thoughts they're taking, are they swallowing you up whole? The only sound awaiting the hearing, they're talking it over, but you're nowhere to be found. There's no room, push you shout so loud. I'm bound to pinch as a wreck from a wall drifts down, sets into my skin. Give me the rain, give me the rain. And held opinions as you push out and rise to new beginnings. Let out your sighs to the belly of the bone. I felt a pinch as a rat from the walls drips down, sets into my skin. Give me the rain, give me the rain. I felt a pinch as a rat from the walls drips down, sets into my skin. Give me the rain, give me the rain. Give me the rain, give me the rain. Give me the rain, give me the rain. Give me the rain. Give me the
there was Cutthroat Francis with One Legged Dog, taken from their very recent EP, which is called Everything's Normal, which I'm sure it is. I'm sure everything is perfectly normal, which was released on the 7th of July. Now, I think that's a very interesting song. Personally, my personal favourite, I have to say, is still I Want Your Money Back. Great title, by the way. Because I guess I'm just a bit of a whore for a strong, rousing, hooky chorus and like a, you know, a nice, solid chord progression and all that. But I do think that One Legged Dog is in many ways a more interesting track. So, if that's your jam, then... I kind of recommend the whole EP. And weirdly enough, I've been spending a lot of time listening to Cutthroat Francis's, like, really old stuff. I don't know why, I just suddenly started listening to that again. Like, I think their single Ghosts is actually a really haunting track. A really, really tough stuff for me. But yes, back to the present. That's from the EP Everything's Normal, which I really recommend, actually. The sort of range of song material is quite interesting. It's featuring songs about everything from failing at flat pack furniture, and there's a song in there about political dissatisfaction, which is thwarted by mild back pain. Yes, there is. I Want Your Money Back, by the way, has become the most successful single by quite a margin to date, and I can see why. It was an amazing song. Here they've given us plenty of good music, very, very different, sort of different vibes within their remit. And that's, I'm afraid, all I have for you. I hope you enjoy your August. I think it's going to be a hot one, which for me is pretty great. Thank you for joining me. Loads going on. Sending your stuff to music@hrecords.co.uk. I want to hear from you. Anything you've got, send it in. And, take care. I'll see you next month.
HRecords.